Mobile.
NZERO-TR Mobile, short time. Good morning, Rusty. I called you earlier, but I didn't hear you.
Well, I was probably on the phone, and I turned the radio down because I'm in a spot over here in Spartanburg where I get static on this band, so on this particular frequency. And then I got to the grocery store, and I had to place my lunch order and go in the grocery store and pick up some salad fixings. And now I'm back on the road again and get ready to head to the house.
Just like Willie Nelson. Well, we've been to Lowe's, and it's a zoo to get some topsoil and peat moss and stuff like that. I got the trailer on behind, and we're just now crossing Lake Cunningham, and I don't know what Bernice's plans are for the day, but that's a beginning.
A number of projects in mind for you today, and keep you out of trouble. And I'm going to go home and see if I can get my the reel mounted on my launcher. And maybe this afternoon after lunch, do a test firing of the launcher. And then maybe try launching it up and moving a corner of my loop up higher.
Run if you don't want to do that if there's very much wind. That monofilament line really is affected by the wind, of course, Rusty. That sounds like fun. Be sure you open the bell.
I'm only going to use about 30 pounds of air, if that much. I don't know. I'm just going to see. First of all, I'm going to put enough air to a test fire before I try to do the actual one where I want to launch it through the tree. And yeah, I'm not going very high, but I'm going to raise my... It's going to raise the one corner of the loop that I'm trying to raise up in the air. It's going to raise it up about 15 feet or more from where it is, because right now it's only about, maybe 15 feet off the ground, and it'll get it up to about the 30-foot mark at that corner. Then it'll be pretty much level all the way across.
And that sounds like a plan. Well, I was going to say 30 pounds isn't going to get you very far with that big weight in there, Rusty, but I think it's very wise to make a test shot out there, and you can give you an idea of what you can get. But I wouldn't think I'd go very high.
Up in the air about 30 feet through the notch in the tree where I wanted to go, that's about all the higher I want it really to go. And I don't want to shoot it 50 feet in the air and then have to go looking for it on the other side when it comes down.
Well, sounds like a good plan. We are pulling in to the yard here, and I got to pay attention because I got a trailer on behind Rusty. You have a nice day. Good hearing you this morning. I haven't heard Jerry on in a while in 4DJC, so I'm beginning to get concerned about that, but... I did talk to Gary yesterday, and he's getting along fine, and that was great news, and it's going to be one more nice day before the monsoon starts. That's another good thing. Take care, Rusty. W2T and 0TR clear.
All right, well, you be careful out there today, and good to hear about Gary. And I talked to Jerry last week for a minute, one day last week, so I know he was up and he was sounding a little rough that day, but I did talk to him. Anyway, talk to you later. You and Bernie have a good rest of the day. N0TR, W2T clear.